Hello! Welcome to Tay to Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince from Lover.
Okay! And today, we are discussing the song Mr. Perfectly Fine from Fearless Taylor's version, From the Vault.
Woo woo woo!
Mr. Perfectly Fine is the 22nd track on Fearless Taylor's
version. Gotta love Taylor's version. Fearless was originally released on November 11th, 2008, and Taylor's version was released on April 9th, 2021. This song was solely written by our girl Taylor.
Our girl. Mr. Perfectly Fine has yet to be played live.
Mr. Perfectly Fine peaked at number 30 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 2 on the Hot Country Songs chart. So, Devin, what do you think about Mr. Perfectly Fine?
This song is so freaking good. It has been so long since we've had a Fearless Vault song.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember that was such a wonderful, magical time when we got the Fearless Vault for the first time.
The rollout was amazing.
And we heard this song for the first time. Mm-hmm. Just like, this song is so good.
Yeah.
What a bop. Just what a bop.
Yeah.
In the immortal words of Sophie Turner, it's not a bop.
And if you're curious of what that is, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. It's not a bop. I haven't really listened to this one recently because I don't know why.
There's just so many.
There's just so many songs now at this point, you know? When we were listening to it today, I was just like, oh, wow, 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 wow. Wow, this slaps. I love the intro, the like, wah-wah-ness of it. Wah-wah. I like that. I don't know if it's a synth or the guitar or like a steel guitar. I'm not sure what instrument is doing it, but I like the wah-wah.
Oh, yeah?
I like that a lot. The lyrics of this one are so good. There are so many ways that she is able to throw shade at him with the beginning of Mr.
Yeah.
With the prefix,
amazing.
With the prefix of Mr.
Yeah.
It's just like, Mr., here's some shade. Mr., here's some more shade.
Yep.
Mr., oh, did you think I threw enough shade at you? No, I didn't. Here's some more shade. However, in a lot of her songs, we know that she has the contradiction, like the dichotomy of like the beginning of the song, and then it flips to, well, actually, this is what's going on. So you have the beginning where she's like, you know, Mr. Perfect Face, you know, and
Mr. Here to Stay. Yeah.
And all of these like lovely things. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute. Now I got to know Mr. Change of Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and not only is that a phrase for him, it's also the phrase to change the song.
Yeah.
So it's now, wait a minute, actually, we are not happy with Mr. Perfectly Fine. Great turns of phrase.
Yeah, and the melody changes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And as well, I can know Mr. Change of Heart.
Yeah.
So leave me all. Yeah, so good. I just wanted her to say, like, Mr., you messed up.
Yeah.
You know? So good. The chorus is amazing. This chorus is just so good, so catchy, so boppy. And then, how's your heart after breaking mine?
Uh-huh.
Oof. Yeah. Mr. Casually Cruel. Ugh. Mr. Everything Revolves Around You. Wow. So many ways to say he done effed up. It's just, it's amazing how she was able to come up with so many different ways that all work sonically as well.
Yeah.
And then like work lyrically and melodically too. And they all sound really cohesive together.
Yeah.
And the rhythms of the lines are really pleasing to the ear. Like, it's so good. Beautifully crafted song.
Yeah.
Genius. This bridge is also amazing. And then, oh my god, I love when she slows back down before the final chorus. Like, whenever she does that, like, I freaking love it so much. Because I was Miss Here to Stay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I'm Miss Gonna Be Alright Someday.
Oh, so good.
Oh, man. Because, like, now he's Mr. Too Late. Oh, well. So, bye-bye, Mr. Perfectly Fine. You know, and then when she now flips it to, I've been Miss Misery for the last time, instead of I've been Miss Misery all this time.
Mm-hmm.
So good. She's over him. She's moving on. She washes her hands of him.
Mm-hmm.
best Vault track from Fearless.
Whoa.
Hands down.
Wow.
Hands down. And I think that the general consensus agrees.
I definitely feel like the fandom agrees. I just thought your favorite was...
Don't You?
Don't You. Mm-mm. Wow.
No. And I mean, That's One is also a slapper.
Yeah, that one. That's One is so good, yeah.
A slapper. It is a slapper.
I guess you really like it.
I made it up here, y'all. Let's make a slapper work. No, that's not good.
Oh my god.
It's
we're so, off the rails tonight.
It's so good. It's so good. Gab, how do you like this song? If you like it.
How do you like this song?
Medium well.
Tell me about how you love this song.
Medium well, medium rare.
Mr. Perfectly Fine is an ultimate bop. I also remember how exciting the Fearless Taylor's Version rollout was. Mm-hmm. You know, like, You All Over Me came out first, and it got us, like, excited. We're like, okay, this is exciting, this is cool. And then Mr. Perfectly Fine came out right before the album dropped.
Yeah.
And it was just everything.
So
it's like exactly what I wanted out of the Fearless Vault, you know, like angry, scorned Taylor, full of incredible lyrics and relatable subject matter.
Yep.
You know, it's just like, it's perfect. You know, it's from that same world as Forever and Always, mm-hmm. which is a song I love. It's a fantastic pop song. Taylor's voice just sounds incredible on it. And the lyrics are so good and biting. Like, she just gets to the point so perfectly. And then I obviously love the fact that Casually Cruel is used in this song.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that that specific phrasing was, like, in Taylor's arsenal long before she ever put it in All Too Well.
Yeah.
Like, that was a phrase that she had thought about, probably written in her journal and waited to use.
Yeah.
I just love that. Ugh. I love that about her. I love being able to see the through lines from her songs.
The threads. Threads of fate.
So, really amazing. I think it builds really well. And then when it slows out with the bridge and then finishes out on that chorus so fast, like, that's just so good. Like, it's a perfectly fine crafted pop song.
Yeah.
And it's fun, but then it also has that, like, that bite to it.
Yeah.
Which makes it more unique and relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really love this song.
It's so good.
Yeah. Do you relate to Mr. Perfectly Fine?
I defer to Gab on this one. We know my track record.
Are you Mr. Perfectly Fine?
I was totally Mr. Perfectly Fine. We all know it. I've talked about it ad nauseum in high school.
Dark
times.
So, this song, I think, is widely relatable to anyone who's ever been broken up with and had trouble getting over it while it appeared the other person was fine.
Yep.
Or perfectly fine.
Yep.
It just really has all the barbs that you want to say after you're dumped. Like, it's just perfect in that way. My first, like, big heartbreak, the ex moved on in, like, 3 months, and it was after, like, a very long relationship, and just, I remember feeling just, like, devastated that he could be okay so soon when I was just so not.
Yeah.
So, like, I just absolutely relate to that feeling. And, you know, for me, like, breakups took a really long time to move on from. And so I can understand how it hurts. You don't always understand when someone moves on so quickly.
Yeah.
I will say that, like, I also have learned with time, though, that even if someone else seems perfectly fine, sometimes they're not, even
right.
The dumper,
that's,
you know,
also true.
And that sometimes different people move on in different ways, or, like, don't like being alone, so they move on quicker, things
yep.
like that. So that's just, like, advice for others who are in a situation like this that hurts.
Mm-hmm.
The other person isn't always okay, even if they move on so fast.
For sure.
Sometimes
they need it, or sometimes they
are hiding from what they actually feel.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes they're just an asshole.
Yeah.
So it, you know, it goes both ways.
Yeah. Sometimes they were like flirting with somebody while they were still dating you, and then they broke up with you, and they immediately
So many people like that. You know, that's like Traitor by Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
And obviously many Taylor songs too. I definitely also relate to the lyric, because I was miss here to stay, now I'm miss gonna be all right someday.
Because mm-hmm.
that's like was totally the case. I am very, we've talked about, loyal, committed, have been in all my relationships. But, you know, I think it's just good to know that even through the worst heartbreak, you can be miss gonna be all right someday.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, and it was true. So, I relate to the whole thing. Yeah, it's a really fantastic song.
It's great.
And, like, especially, like, some of the, like, different lines where she kind of, like, cuts him down, you know? Like, all those things that you want to say that to that person yes. that, like, you never got the chance to. Like, yeah. everything revolves around you. Oh, you always have the best seat in the best room, you yeah. know? Like there were feelings there, yep. oh, you know? Yeah. Like, anger.
Oh, yeah.
And I just appreciate that.
My favorite line is one of those that I'm not going to say yet.
Okay. I can't wait to see it.
Well, now we get to the segment of... Gossip.
Speaking with Audacity, Taylor discussed how the song pointed to her pop future. Mm. Mr. Perfectly Fine is a song that I wrote alone. It was definitely an early indicator of me creeping towards a pop sensibility. Mm. I've always listened to every type of music, and even though Fearless is a country album, there were always these pop melodies creeping in. She added that lyrically, Mr. Perfectly Fine displays her teenage sensibilities. I think the lyrics are just wonderfully scathing and full of teen angst that you would hope to hear on an album that I wrote when I was 17 or 18.
Yeah.
I love it.
So good.
It's scathing. So, scathing is like the perfect mm-hmm. word for it. Given that Taylor wrote this song when she was 17 or 18, most believe it is about Joe Jonas, who Forever and Always on Fearless is famously about. The lyric, Mr. looked me in the eye and told me you would never go away, is very reminiscent to You Said Forever and Always.
Yeah.
And like when you looked me in the eye and told me you loved me. It's like pretty,
yeah,
pretty clear parallels.
Pretty clear.
And then the lyric, as we kind of talked about in Relate, because I hear he's got his arm around a brand new girl. I've been picking up my heart. He's been picking up her.
Oof.
Is very much like the song Better Than Revenge. Uh-huh. Also confirmed to be about Jonas and how he moved on quickly after his and Taylor's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly confirming that the song is about Joe, his wife, actress Sophie Turner, posted an image of the track to her Instagram story shortly after it dropped with the caption, It's not not a bop. And then Taylor replied, sharing Sophie's story on Instagram and captioned it, Forever bending the knee for the Queen of the North.
Yes.
Which, in for those of you who don't know, is a reference to Sophie's famous Game of Thrones character, yes. Sansa.
Sansa Stark.
And we do know from multiple songs that I've talked about, there are Game of Thrones references hidden throughout some of Taylor's songs. We know she likes to watch the show.
Yeah.
But I just... absolutely so loved that exchange. And Sophie Turner is just like a goddess for posting that. It's just so funny.
Yeah.
And also, like, she has like the best sense of humor. A goofy tweet that Taylor wrote releasing the song, she wrote, Me in 2020, life is chill, writing songs based in fiction to avoid drama, feeling pretty grown up. And then she wrote, My 2008 music from the vault in a goblin voice, release Mr. Perfectly Fine. That was a tweet Taylor wrote, and it's so good.
Release Mr. Perfectly.
She's like, I'm so grown up, no drama. Yeah. And it's like, no, this song has to come out.
Yeah.
And I just love the dichotomy of that, and that Taylor has, like, you know, grown so far, and some of her songs are still personal, but some are fictionalized, but also that she still, like, has this past in her and that she can take a song that she wrote when she was 17 or 18 and make it just so amazing and mm-hmm. relatable today.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah. Devin,
mm.
what's your favorite line in Mr. Perfectly Fine?
Oh, this one's so good. This one's so okay. good because of the way that the melody happens as okay. well. And the Mr. Insincere Apologies, so he doesn't look like the bad guy.
Ooh.
Oh, Mr. Insincere Apologies, so he doesn't look like the bad guy. Oh.
Yeah, it's really good. Her voice is so good in this.
It's just like so like, You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm over you. Ch-ch-ch. That was me washing my hands of him. Ch-ch-ch. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair.
Insincere apology, so he doesn't look like, yeah, scathing.
So scathing. Mr. Insincere Apology. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like,
yeah.
You know, I did love you.
And for those who forget, Joe...
28 seconds?
25 second phone call.
Yeah.
Joe broke up with Taylor.
Yeah.
As she blasted him on The Ellen Show, saying that.
another PSA, don't do that.
Yeah, phone calls, texts... Don't do it.
Voicemails.
Unless you're in a long-distance relationship and you're not going to see the
right,
person.
Right. Like, if you're in Iceland.
Be in person to break up with someone. If you're too scared to break up with someone in person, you got to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Unless, obviously, it's someone that you're, like, not dating. Like, someone you've only been on a couple of dates with. Yeah. That's fine.
Like, if you're in Iceland and they're in, like, you know, Brazil.
It's got to be tough.
It's got to be tough. Times are tough.
And then also in that same vein, never ghost someone. It's just not nice.
Yeah, not nice.
Yeah.
So, great line. Great line. Gab, what is your favorite line?
I love, and the way she sings it, I never got past what you put me through, but it's wonderful to see that it never fazed you. I love it. And it's also that line is just so relatable, especially when you have like things from a relationship or relationship ending that like scar you or affect you for a long time. You're like, yeah, I didn't get past that. But like, yeah, good for you.
Like how wonderful you're living fine. For you.
Like that has a lot of feelings in it.
How wonderful that you didn't have to
and
deal with this.
Just the way you said that it never fazed you. Uh-huh. Like it's so good. I love this song. Okay, Devin, from 1 to 10 well-pressed suits.
I like that.
What rating do you give Mr. Perfectly Fine?
I give Mr. Perfectly Fine 9 well-pressed suits.
Nice.
Great song.
Yes.
So good. Yeah. Probably like top like 30.
Yeah.
Like it's just so good. Great vault track. I'm so happy we have this. Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah.
Thank you, as always, for all of these vault tracks. They really have made our lives so much better.
So, so much
better. It's just, like, so good. And it's okay. Like, we don't have a lot to say about it, but, like, it's a bop.
Yeah, it's a bop, and we love it.
And we
love it. It doesn't have to be super complex.
Yeah, and we know what it's about.
Yeah.
Gab, from 1 to 10 well-pressed suits, what do you give this song?
So, I feel like I've been, like, grading nicer and nicer as each week goes on. So, I'm just going with it. I give it 10 well-pressed suits.
Darn.
Because I think it's in my top 32, and that feels like a 10 to me, you know?
I think it is.
Yeah. I love this song. You know, I love Petty Taylor, Scathing
Always.
Taylor.
Always.
And also, that's just, like, this happy song. Like, it also increases my mood, too.
Yeah.
Which I love. So,
yeah.
I am just a big Mr. Perfectly Fine song. Fine. Fan.
Mr. Perfectly Fine fan.
That was hard for me.
That is hard.
I think it's my favorite vault song because it's definitely the one I listen to the most.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really love That's When.
Yeah, me too. That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Gonna have to do another poll.
We'll see, like, with time how people feel.
Yeah.
You know, because recency changes things.
Right.
Or with time, I feel like more things stand out. So, like, I think that Mr. Perfectly Fine wasn't my favorite because it was released early, so I became obsessed with it early. And then the rest of the album came out, so I became obsessed with those.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that, like, lasts as my favorite is Mr. Perfectly Fine at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
makes sense.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Well, now you get to the segment of Swiftie Spotlight. Well, in today's Swiftie Spotlight, we have our patron, Hillary Emma Davies, and her daughter, Zara. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, welcome to Taylor.
Thank you so much. So excited.
Hi. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you like to do for fun?
Sure. I'll go first. I think Zara's a little nervous. So my name's Hillary and I live, we live in Colorado usually, but we are actually just on the last day of a 7-week Europe trip.
Oh my God.
I'm originally from London, just north of London, and my parents live here. So I'm sitting in my parents' guest room. Because of COVID and whatnot, we haven't been for 3 summers, and we usually used to come for every summer. So this has been a really long trip. We've also been to the south of France and Portugal, and Zara's been to Eastern Europe with her dad. But yeah, we're home to Colorado tomorrow. And for fun, what do? We like to bake together. We like to talk about Taylor Swift. We work out a lot. We go on walks. We love Colorado.
Yeah, a lot of hikes.
Yeah. So what about you? Maybe say how old you are as well.
Hi, I'm Zara. I'm 12. I also live in Colorado. I like to dance for fun. I'm in competitive dance at my studio.
Awesome.
Shout out.
Yeah, that's, I'm in dance. So that's
kind of that's the big thing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Contemporary dance, ballet, jazz, all of it.
Yeah, I like to do jazz the most.
Cool.
But I just did a whole year of lyrical, so.
Oh, very cool. I have no extensions, so I could never do competition. I'm a tap dancer, so
my feet
stay on the floor. There's no anything else. What do you like to bake? What's your favorite thing to bake?
Well, I don't know if we just found this off of a website or something, but me and my mom We don't make it that often, but my favorite thing to bake with my mom is, I forgot, brown butter chocolate chip cookie bars or something like that.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing.
That's pretty good.
We're gonna
have to last very long.
Yeah.
That's like right up my alley. Okay, so when did you become a Swiftie, and do you remember the first Taylor song that you heard?
My story is a little bit embarrassing, actually. I remember hearing Love Story on the radio and not liking it at all, and thinking it was super cheesy. And like, so I'm from England, right? Like, we don't have country music. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And country music is so kind of cheesy, you know? So I didn't like it. I thought the lyrics were really cheesy. And then, you know, I heard the Red singles on the radio and I was like, oh, I like these. But then the turning point for me, I saw her perform, All Too Well at the Grammys in 2014. Mm-hmm. And I like took my breath away. And I remember thinking, what is this song? And why do I not know it? And what is happening? And so I downloaded Red and I listened to All Too Well like on repeat, probably for a whole day.
Yeah.
And I listened to Red like just nonstop. That was like the intro for me. And so at that time, Zara was, how old were we in 2014?
Four. Yeah.
And I know your story, but maybe you should tell your story. Yeah.
Well, I remember being at the time, a family friend's house, and my mom's like, Zara, you should listen to this song. It's by this person called Taylor Swift. It's called 22. And I was just like, okay, yeah, sure. And so then I listened to it, and then I like absolutely fall in love with it. And 22 still has like a special place in my heart today because it's the first Taylor Swift song that I ever listened to.
I remember you were really obsessed with like Holy Ground as well.
Yeah.
All the lyrics to Holy Ground at the age of four. And I was like, what's happening? Like,
that's like, yes.
Yes.
And then we went to the 1989 World Tour together in September. It was Labor Day weekend of 2015. And she was five. And I remember thinking, like, that was no big deal. But I think she was the youngest person there.
Yeah, I think so.
It was amazing. And
jealous.
We had such a good time. We were so high up. But I remember there was the part when, and in that tour, when Taylor's talking, you know, when she does the speech in the white outfit and she talks about like your self-worth and all your friendships and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking like, oh, I wish Zara was older because this is so meaningful. I really wish, but she kept saying like, when's she going to sing Shake It Off? And then we went together to Reputation Tour in 2018 with our friends. And that was amazing. And she told me it was the best night of her life at the time.
Wow.
Such a good tour.
Yeah, that was amazing.
So I heard.
Yeah, so I think that. And then ever since then, it's been a really, being a Swiftie has been a real kind of bonding thing for us. And my stepdaughter, Zara's stepsister, is also a big Swiftie. She's 23, so she's a little older, but we talk about Taylor a lot, and we do a lot of like song drafts, and we talk about lyrics, and when Folklore came out, we were all together, so we listened to that and watched the videos.
Yeah.
So it's been really special for us in our like mom-daughter relationship to have Taylor as like a bond. It's been really good.
So cool.
Oh, love that.
And was the 1989 tour, was that your first concert when you were five?
Yeah, that was my first concert.
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
Yeah, so half of my concerts that I've ever been to, because I've only been to, I mean, only, but four concerts, and half of them were Taylor Swift, so.
That is so cool.
That's pretty cool.
You know what's funny, talking of concerts, is you know how she just appeared at the O2 last week? Well, we just went to see Ed Sheeran at Wembley, like a few years ago. And it was funny because I had this, thought in my head, like, what if Taylor's in London and she guested with Ed? And I was like, this is like a ridiculous idea, you know? And then she actually did.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, oh, and Ed also had special guests. I was like,
oh, really?
So I mean, like, it could have easily been her.
It could have happened.
For sure.
And it was, we went on the last night of his London.
Oh, so totally could have.
Really
totally.
Could have.
How is Maisie Peters? We love Maisie.
Oh, we love her. I love her. Yeah, she was amazing.
She's so good.
The whole thing was great. Yeah.
We can't wait for him to come to America.
Like, mm-hmm. We want to go. We're so ready.
That's going to be good.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Wow. Yeah, we saw Haim in New York, and she was doing her
commencement speech the next day. So we're like, yeah, she's in the city. She's, we know she's here. Here. Like, and gasoline started and we're like
please, no, please.
I was in New York that day too for work. And I was like, maybe we'll just see Taylor on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That happens. What does, and we've kind of covered this a little bit already, but what does Taylor's music mean to you?
This is the hard question.
Yeah, this is a deep
question. Every time I listen to the Swiftie Spotlight, I'm like, this is a hard question. What are they going to say? I think for me, like I said, it really is something that we share. And actually, I will say the whole family is really Swiftie. We're all Swifties. My husband's really into Taylor now ever since Folklore. And then he started going back through her catalog and like, oh, this is good. Oh, this is great. This is really good.
Wait a minute.
It has been, you know, something in our family. I think for me personally, I have used her music to get me through, like everybody has, like some hard times, some breakups, some friendship stuff. I find her lyrics to be just like jaw-droppingly beautifully inspiring. And I like to like write down the ones I like on my phone so that I can look at them and just, you know, be inspired. Yeah, it's fun to be part of a community of people that like the same thing that doesn't do anyone any harm, or, you know, just to be a fan of something. Mm-hmm. I think with that kind of collective spirit is really fun.
Yeah.
Totally. What would you say?
Well, I've always been a Taylor Swift fan, but I think with a lot of things in my life, it was very, I was a very big fan from when I first started and then a few years after, but then I kind of like looked at other artists' music and now I'm kind of back. So this last year, last school year, I guess, I had a lot of friend stuff and a lot of things was just going on, and it was my first year in middle school. So I was just honestly having freaking out, and there wasn't a lot of people I could talk to it about. So Taylor Swift was always the kind of artist that I went to, and then she has a song for every situation ever. So
yeah.
And like, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm happy.
And she has Red on vinyl. So
no
she,
way.
Yeah, Red Taylor's version on vinyl. So
wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, as a girl who went through middle school, I remember, and it can be tough, you know, Taylor, her stuff came out like as I was like a little bit past that, but I still will hear songs and it'll remind me of things from there and things that like, I'm like, okay, like Taylor went through it. And so like, I wasn't the only person dealing with that, you know?
And yeah, I listen to 15 still and I get like a big lump in my throat and I can just really feel it. Mm-hmm. And so that she just has this way of putting like everybody's everyday experiences into these. I mean, we talk about this like a lot and you talk about it a lot, but like into very specific lyrics. And it's such a talent that you feel like you're there. And you think like, how did this person have this experience that's so similar to my experience, but also completely different?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I remember when you wrote an Instagram post once about Cardigan and you said something, one of your favorite lyrics was when you're young, they assume you know nothing, and how much that lyric meant to you. Because as a kid, your adults are always saying like, you don't know, you're a kid, you're young. And I thought it was interesting that she connected to that lyric as a kid, as a young person, rather than an older person, like looking back on being young. Yeah.
It's feeling very inspirational that day.
I love that. Sure. No, and I love that because we haven't gotten actually to talk to anyone who has that perspective. Mm-hmm. So that's so cool.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, all for... The songs mean a lot to me, but that I have a lot in particular that
make you feel specific things.
Yeah.
For sure.
Totally.
It's really cool to have basically a song for any situation. It's just like, you know, I'm feeling sad today, I just want to listen to this, or I'm feeling really happy today, here's bop.
Yeah.
There are very few artists, and I mean, obviously, because we're going through 170 plus of her songs that have that much to pull from to like listen to on any given day. You know, it's pretty incredible. I actually
had a dream last night about All Too Well, where I was in a competition and I had to remember the lyrics and everyone was going to take turns to write the next lyric on a whiteboard.
Oh, wow.
Like two lines in and I was up and I wrote the line, but I wrote it wrong. And they were like, no, you're out. And I was like, no.
You're like, no, I know this.
I like that your nightmares are about not getting Taylor Swift lyrics right.
I'm like a 40-something-year-old woman. Like, this should not be my That's like my biggest concern. Then I guess I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one's also tough. So as of right now, because we know it's changing with moods and everything, and as she releases new stuff, but as of right now, what are your top 5 Taylor songs?
Yours are really interesting, I think.
Yeah, mine are very interesting, and I'll talk to people, I'm like, why would you ever say that? And you know, but sometimes we like that. And
so you're gonna go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it adds to the suspense.
Okay.
Yes.
5 would probably be You Belong With Me. That was my top fat karaoke song.
Yes.
4, probably Style. I like that song.
So good.
3, I know my top 3. 3 is No Body, No Crime. I really like the feel. 2 is Enchanted. And 1 is All Too Well, Timid.
Love it.
Yeah.
Great.
You
great
span
list.
So many albums. That's awesome. That's so cool.
I wrote mine down. I had to write them down. Okay, so mine are, I'll go from the top. All Too Well, 10-minute version. I feel like everyone gets that, so that doesn't count. So the next one.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Ivy. Me Trying. You Belong With Me. That's a very special song for us. We sing it super loud in the car all the time.
Love it.
Delicate and Style. And then special shout out to Getaway Car and Marjorie. Like, but I also have all these other songs where I'm like, I love this lyric from this song, but I wouldn't put it in like I love the lyric, I don't like that falling feels like flying till the bone crush. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't put like Gold Rush in my top 5, probably, maybe in my top 20, but not in my top 5. But that lyric, like, how did you write that? It's so good.
Yeah.
And then in Tolerate It, when she says like, what would you do if I break free and leave us in ruins, that part, and like, believe me, I could do it. I'm just always like almost in tears, always. And I do really love Tolerate It, but it's kind of a heavy song and it's hard, like it's hard on your ears. It's in that 5/4, so it's like hard to. And then I also really love I'm Fine With My Tears and My Beers and my candles. I don't know. Something like that.
So it's that's so good.
Yeah. So good.
It's so
good. Yeah.
We love Patti Taylor.
We do. Oh,
so much.
Shady Taylor is great.
Well, and that kind of like leads into this episode, Mr. Perfectly Fine, right? Patti Taylor. So
Patti Taylor.
What is it about Mr. Perfectly Fine that, I didn't
put that in my top 5. It's not in my top 5, but I do give it like 10 out of 10, whatever the rating's going to be. I give it 10. It's so fun to sing. It's like a driving song for me. We often, because I'm driving her to and from dance all the time, we often just put on songs and sing along. And You Belong With Me is a big one. And Mr. Perfectly Fine is a big one. And, you know, I love the Taylor stuff where she switches the lyrics and the last chorus. And it's just like so hard to hate it. And then, you know, I think there's part of me that's like, oh, I wish that Casually Cruel wasn't in this song just because it sort of dilutes it a little bit from all, but so interesting that she had that like ready.
Yeah.
So many years before.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Mr. Perfectly Fine?
Mr. Perfectly Fine is 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
So if I'm rating it, it's 10 out of 10. But you know, if it's my top 10, it's number 7.
Oh.
So
okay.
I love Mr. Perfectly Fine. When my mom first showed it to me, I said, oh my gosh, mom, who is this about?
Yeah, she was so confused because it was about, all the media was about Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like too young to remember the Joe Jonas period. So she's like, what is happening? Did they break up?
It's like, no, this can't be happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just really like it. And it's a really song. The only thing that confuses me is how often she changes first person.
Oh, yeah. She does change in and out of the first person. Like she sings you and then she sings he.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes like that's like a little bit confusing, but I mean it's obvious, it's not confusing, but it's interesting that she mixes her
partner
with
that
sometimes. But I just like that song because for my birthday at my dad's house I got a vinyl player with Red, and then I told my mom a month earlier that I wanted to start collecting Taylor Swift CDs or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she got me two CDs, and then I used my Amazon money that I had to buy a CD player.
Cool.
And for, I don't think I've listened to every, I think I've listened to most of them, but not every single song on Fearless Taylor's version. So we were looking through all of them, and like, and my mom is like listening. She's like, oh, let's not listen to this one. Oh, not that one. Not that one. And so and I'm like, which one do you want to listen to? And then we come across Mr. Perfectly Fine. And I was like, yes, let's listen to this
I one. Always want to listen to it. Always. Yeah. Always. I never, ever, ever skip it.
Yeah, we feel like that too. Yeah.
I think that when we did our favorite vault tracks of both Red Taylor's version and Fearless Taylor's version, Mr. Perfectly Fine won. The whole King Caboodle.
Yeah.
So, because obviously All Too Well 10 Minute Version had to be, you know, it wasn't off on the side because it's just up bracket. On the pedestal.
It's like its own. It's like
it's unattainable. Own. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, it's a 10-minute song.
Can anything ever compete with that ever again?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, so cool the Next Generation is buying CD players and like vinyl machines. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah, I got her Red and Fearless on CD, and then she also got the vinyl Red Taylor's version on vinyl that birthday. So she cleaned up.
It's really cool.
Good birthday. Yeah. Mr. Perfectly Fine, such a bop.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bop.
That was also hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so funny.
So our final question, and I don't know if you do, but if you have a Taylor fan account, why did you decide to make it? And then can you tell us a little bit about anything else you'd like to talk about, and then where our listeners can find you if you'd like them to find you?
Sure. No, we don't. Neither of us have.
Me and my sister have quite an obsession with TikTok. It's quite bad. Okay. But anyways, all of my friends, because most of my friends are Swifties. So all my friends, there's this thing going around on TikTok right now where basically like whatever celebrity or you're a fan of or whatever, you change your profile picture to, you know, them. It's really weird, but you change your profile picture to them like drinking wine in front of like a blown up car or something. So I changed mine to that. So now my profile picture is Taylor Swift drinking wine in front of a blown up car.
Love it.
And I do quite post about Taylor Swift a lot because, you know, what else is there to post about? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then on Instagram, which my mom monitors and stuff, I have what's my username? That's Taylor Swift.
Her username is Don't Blame Zara.
Oh, love it.
You know, whatever.
Very cool.
I don't have time for a fan account, but I'm on Instagram at Hillary Emma, all one word with one L in Hillary. So if you want to follow me, you can. Sometimes post about Taylor Swift and sometimes we don't.
Cool.
Well, thank you both so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having us. This was so fun. Yes. Zara was
so fun.
We were just going to be having a conversation with you, and it was going to be fun.
Yeah, we're relaxed. You're here in our office.
Oh, yeah. We're here in our office. We've got.
Been really fun. It's good to see you guys because we just hear you all the time, and we never actually.
See our faces. Yeah.
So it's great to meet you, and you guys are really doing an amazing job. It's so fun. I always try and listen to you while I'm running, so it kind of forces me to go out running.
Thank you.
But then sometimes I'll be running and I'm like, nope, I need to reply to that comment right now. Stop and like make a comment on your post.
It's like 10 out of 10.
I have thoughts.
What were you doing? What did you give the other day? Oh, it was
Devin's been harsh.
Madman. It was Madman, and you gave it 4. And I was like, what is happening? This is not acceptable.
Yeah. I know some of Devin's ratings get harsh.
Yeah. Hot takes from Devin over here.
Yeah.
That should be a new segment.
Hot takes from Devin.
Nah.
I know. And then I like the songs that I give 10s. Everybody else is like, nah, it's a 2. And I'm like, no. Jump and Fall. You know, it's
you love Jump and Fall. We know that. Actually, after you did the podcast for Jump Then Fall, I listened to it a lot because I was like, I don't really know the song very well. And so we have one of those like letter boards in our house, you know, you can put the letters. Mm-hmm. And so we wrote Every Time You Shine, I Shine For You on the mantelpiece in our house.
Swift lyric?
Mm-hmm. And Jump Then Fall.
I love that. That's so
best
cute.
Best song ever.
It's a great song.
I told my best friend that I was going to be on this podcast, and she's like, oh my gosh, you're going to be on a Taylor Swift podcast? No way.
Well, you're going to have lots of people listening, which is pretty cool. So yeah. Tell your friends you're famous. So.
Yeah, you're famous now. So. There you go.
Thank you guys so much. It was so fun.
Yeah, thank you. So nice to meet you.
All right. Awesome. Listen along with us. You can check us out on Instagram at @TayToZPodcast and give us all your thoughts.
All of them.
Is there a Mr. Perfectly Fine in your past? Oh. What was the Fearless Vault rollout like for you? Was it just as exciting? Please share it with us. We love to hear all your thoughts. And remember, you can find exclusive bonus content on our Patreon at patreon.com/TayToZPodcast. We just this week released an episode on our top 15 favorite bridges.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really good one. We had so much fun with it.
Super fun.
Yeah, so you can check that out at our Patreon. And as always, thank you so much to all our patrons.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, patrons. You are the best. Next episode, we'll be covering My Tears Ricochet from Folklore.
Yes. Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gav.
This has been Tay to Z.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.